Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook and on the free Odyssey app.
Hour number two. The 1 o'clock hour of the Mason Crosby Show. Mountain time. Is Arizona? I never know about Arizona.
I don't think it is anymore, right? No. I don't think it is.
Well, but they don't switch.
I think they're
Pacific now.
But it is. It's on Pacific now.
It's on Pacific now.
High noon in Albuquerque. Yeah.
Yeah.
Albuquerque and...
I think I always go back to Fort Collins. Fort Collins just it's good standby.
The bit is saying say a new...
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh, Cheyenne.
High noon in Cheyenne.
Yes.
Shout out to all the horses that live out in Wyoming.
Right, yeah. And seven, beautiful place. And seven people.
A lot of horses.
He's Tommy Wirtz. I'm Mitch Nellis. This is the Mason Crosby Show with the kicker, Mason Crosby. We got the news last week. Brandon McManus got paid $1 million to be released. I am still waiting to get paid like 7 cents to be released. Like
you want
to
be?
You pay me $7 and I'll take a week.
7 cents? That's all it would take, huh?
Maybe $7. Okay, I'll take $7. I'll go to Cops for the day. I'll go get some custard. I'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah. No. Is pretty nice whenever you can get paid $1 million.
A lot of people on the talking text line and on YouTube bringing up John Horst's name. We've got plenty to get to with our Milwaukee Bucks, and we will get there. But joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, friend of show, Peter Bukowski from Locked On Packers and The Leap. Peter, how are you, sir?
I'm also looking for a job that would pay me $1 million to not do the job.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be great? Like, that is the dream.
Yeah, I think that's everyone's dream. I mean, get paid more to do less. But, that does not happen.
Doc
and
Rivers
this is a rare Packers.
Doc Rivers is making way more than McManus to not work.
The Bucks are basically paying everybody, every coach, everyone to just go and do other things. So, basically, you want to be a coach for the Bucks is the hope.
The moral of the story.
I'm available. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So, what do you got going for us? I know you wrote some articles about Packers wide receiver room. Want to dive into what you're looking for here with this Packers team as we're heading to offseason program.
Well, one of the reasons why I wrote that piece today for The Leap, a newsletter I would love for you to subscribe to, is I think everyone kind of just assumes, right, that, okay, no Romeo Doubs, no Dontayvion Wicks. Everyone just gets more, right? More, more, more. Hmm. Well, we've never seen this group with Matt LaFleur look like that. And the last time we saw a receiver get big-time target share was Devontae Adams. But I don't know about you guys. I don't think Devontae Adams plays for the Packers anymore. I don't think a player of his caliber plays for the Packers anymore. So this is really the first time we're seeing Matt LaFleur have three, maybe four pretty good players, one of whom looked like he was going to make a star turn last year. Looked like, I mean, if the season ends October 31st, is Tucker Kraft not first team All-Pro? Was he not the best tight end? Led tight ends in yards per catch, led tight ends in yards after the catch per reception. He was awesome. That Pittsburgh Steelers game, I don't know that I've seen a better tight end performance since like Jermichael Finley in the playoff game. Mm-hmm. That was probably the last time I saw a Packers tight end look like that. And unfortunately, an ACL injury prevented Jermichael from ever really reaching those heights again. I just think that there's a lot that we don't know about what this is all going to look like. If they keep the egalitarian style that they've had, Mace, like Savion Williams is going to get 50 targets in this offense, and that seems crazy to me. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is kind of wild. Like, is this finally, though, a wide receiver group that fits, you know, the concept of LaFleur where we don't have a targeted number one? Was Romeo Doubs the guy that kind of maybe had a personality that he was like, he didn't like that he wasn't getting his touches or his time, you know, his targets. And it was like, all right, time to move on from him. Wicks seemed to be a personality and a guy that was like, he did a lot of good things. And it was like, maybe there was some frustration that he wasn't getting moved up the depth chart. So it's like, all right, we're just going to keep status quo. We're going to spread this thing around, which me personally, I'm like, I'm in the NFL and how it's set up. I personally think you need a number one wide receiver. Make somebody stop that guy that is excellent and that is elite, and then you find your targets wherever you need to, and that's the quarterback's job after that number one guy is not available. But it seems like that's not how LaFleur wants to run this offense. Is that kind of how you take it?
Yeah, so I have this low-stakes conspiracy theory that the 2021 playoff game broke Matt LaFleur's brain a little bit, that it was Devontae Adams or it was a check down to Aaron Jones, and basically no one else saw the football in that game.
Yeah.
And D'Amico Ryans had the perfect plan for that. They were just not going to let Devontae get off, and then it was, we dare you to get somebody else open. And unfortunately, you know, the guys, you know, didn't play great. It was freezing cold. Like, it was not conducive to some of the other guys, you know, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, a speed guy in a cold weather game. Like, that's just not a perfect overlap of skill set there. And it seems to me that Matt LaFleur since then was like, I never want to have that happen again. I never want to be in a position where if a team takes away my best guy, I have no answers. And so they've built this sort of wide receiver one proof. It's almost like zero running back in fantasy where you're just like, we're just not going to worry about it. But what they've gotten to now is they love Christian Watson. They love Christian Watson. And if you look at last year, second half of the season, top 10 in yards per route run, he was a really good player. And they just paid Christian Watson. So they're saying, we believe in Christian Watson. We believe in Jaden Reed. And we just used a first-round pick on Matthew Golden. Here are your three guys plus Tucker Kraft. This is the offense. If we're still sitting here in week four and Bo Melton is getting targets over Matthew Golden, then we have to start having conversations about
Matt LaFleur. That's the issue.
About Matt LaFleur's mental health. That's what I'm worried about.
I think that's the bigger issue, right? It's like, I'm fine with, you know, you're number one, and then, you know, you got your top three guys that are going to run significantly. You know, they're gonna get targets, and they're gonna get their routes, and they're gonna get the options. But you hit it right on the head. Whenever it's Bo Melton's that option, you know, more often than Matthew Golden even coming into the game, or you know, Savion Williams is getting some, you know, some extra targets because it's just like, well, we can't seem to get these three guys, you know, the opportunities that we're looking for. We don't want to depend on them. That's when you start, then I see it as an overthink. And now we've like, now we've really lost the idea of what an NFL offense should be. And you want your great players to have the ball in their hands. Figure out to get those guys the ball in their hands.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no doubt. And Matt LaFleur has proven that he can get the ball in the hands of his playmakers when they need to. I look at the AFC guys and the Denver Broncos, do they have a true number one receiver? Cortland Sutton's a really nice football player. Yeah, I don't know that better. He's not better than Christian Watson, or they're in a similar tier of player, I think.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots went to the Super Bowl and like they were like, Stephon Diggs, we're good. Thanks. Yeah. We're done. And the Bills, they haven't had a number. They did not have a number one receiver last year. The Ravens have not, like, so you look at around, there's a lot of really good teams in the AFC in particular. For whatever reason, the NFC is not built the same way. And they don't seem to have a problem winning a lot of games. The Chiefs, I mean, they haven't had an elite receiver since Tyreek Hill left. They've won two Super Bowls since then. So, you know, maybe Sky Moore is the difference. Maybe he's the guy.
I like that. No.
But so like it can be done. I think the idea that you can't win in the playoffs with an offense built like this is just not true. Now, the counter argument is going to be, at least for some of those teams, well, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, they're different. They're special. Okay. I agree. Drake May was awesome last year. But like Drake May was, I would have voted. I didn't have a vote, but I would have voted for Drake May for MVP in my PFWA ballot. I voted for Drake May. He didn't have a number one receiver. And that's one of the reasons why I voted for him. And he was the most efficient passer in the NFL last year, led the league in ADOT and completion percentage. That shouldn't happen. That shouldn't happen. He was awesome. So I don't see it as something that's going to hold them back ultimately. But I also think Tucker Kraft is your problem solver in the postseason. He's the guy where it's just like in the red zone. I think he was third in red zone target rate last year, even in the eight games that he played. Like he is their problem solver. Fourth down, game on the line against the Cardinals. They get fooled on the coverage against Jonathan Gannon's defense. And who do they go to? Tucker Kraft on a sail route, and it's a big play. I think that's their answer for all of this, is they don't have a wide receiver one because their wide receiver one is Tucker Kraft.
Is that also because of the faith they have in Jordan Love in your mind, Peter?
100%. And you know, I've been saying for 2 years now, I think the Packers have built their roster like the Ravens and Bills have built their roster because they think Jordan Love is in that same sort of tier of player. And by the way, Jonathan Gannon said that on the record, that he felt like Jordan Love is in that tier, that he is in, he said, in that top tier of quarterbacks. And so they certainly believe Love can do everything that is asked of him and more. And that's why he's done a little bit more. I mean, we've seen the evolution. I thought the biggest jump I saw Jordan Love make last year was before the snap. I mean, he continues to get some of the free play stuff that Rodgers used to get, not at the same rate, and they don't create touchdowns like Rodgers used to, but they'll get those penalties. And then the control at the line of scrimmage. Hey, we're going to set the protection here. Hey, check with me, Christian Watson, on this third down against the Bears and run this little slant route for a touchdown. Like those are the things that when you get to that level as a quarterback, the organization believes that you can take them there. And I saw nothing from the playoff game, for example, to make me think differently. The reason they lost that playoff game was the offensive line imploded in the second half. The defense fell apart in the second half. And then two plays on the last drive, Love throws a dot to Jaden Reed that he drops and an incredible throw to Christian Watson that Watson thinks he's going to throw in the first window and Love throws in the second window. He misjudges. He could have gotten to it, I think. And he actually said that to me as well on the record. I should have gotten to that ball. If either one of those guys makes those plays, we're having a very different conversation, I think, about this team generally.
Well, you brought up Jonathan Gannon, and we finally got to hear from him recently. And so, yeah, exactly. So I'd like to just kind of pick your brain on what you thought of his press conference and kind of where your head is for what this defense is going to be or what it's going to look like. If you were able to decipher anything differently than we were from his press conference into kind of what can we have any expectations for this defense, or is it just going to be kind of wait and see what he comes up with the personnel that's in place?
It sure seemed like Jonathan Gannon is just the best BSer ever and got put into that spot. It's like the day before the project was due. He's like, I got it. And that was how his entire press conference felt to me, where it was,
I'm just gonna be
that's how he got all his jobs.
Vague as possible.
I'll figure this out.
Right. Like he told LaFleur, like, I have a mystery box with a scheme in it. If you would rather have that than $5, you can take that.
Yeah.
Spin the
Mason,
wheel.
Is there a class? Is there a class that they teach at 1265 where they just say, "Hey, listen, we have to act like we have state secrets in here, and so we need to say nothing in a press conference because and this is like a PR thing from the top. They don't want to make anybody available. They don't want to. You know, it's just the weirdest. Don't take any videos at practice. It's just like it's the weirdest thing. But Gannon seems sort of perfectly suited to that, right? Like he is the guy who told Nick Sirianni, "I don't have a scheme." And then so Nick Sirianni was like, okay, then you're going to run the Fangio scheme. Like, we're going to tell you what you're going to run. And he went. But the thing is, for a lot of coaches, what is every coach, the first defensive coordinator press conference, it's usually closer to when they were hired, but that's a different story. They say, we're going to be multiple and we're going to fit our scheme to our players. Every defensive coach ever who's had an opening press conference, that has been what they have said. And Joe Barry said that. And we knew he was full of it. So would you rather them lie? I mean, in some ways, like, or like, just tell us what you're going to do. Like, we know what you're going to do. So he, though, in Arizona, he did some weird stuff because he had weird personnel. He played four safeties at times last year. I don't even know what do you even call that as a defensive structure? I don't know. And it was because
double nickel, they didn't have... double dime.
Ooh, I like double dime. I like
double dime. Yeah, let's go.
We might have to. We might have to.
Double D defense.
Like the double D defense.
Double D. You would like that.
I don't know what he's.
But Peter, what concerns me about this? Oh, like we're gonna be multi-front. Like all these saying we don't have a base core like way we do things is what you said happened in Arizona against the Packers last year. Like if you're not like fully locked in, if you don't have the smart, like super smart players across the board on defense, and one guy doesn't know exactly the nuance that you're playing in that moment, that's when breakdowns happen. You're going to see breakdown after breakdown, and that's the concern I have whenever it's like, this is not the base that we do, right?
Yeah, Halfley had a good base, identity, right?
And
we
felt like
identity
that
a lot.
Yeah, identity like becomes
back to your identity
an issue.
So he said, and look, he was like, we don't have a playbook. But then he said, okay, I'm going to have them watch tape of, and he named like six teams. Well, guess what five of those six had in common? They're all quarters coverage defenses. So it's like, okay, like maybe it'll look a little bit different. You know, there'll be some nuance and they'll do some different kinds of things here and there. Ultimately, it's going to be a too high safety base quarters coverage kind of defense. Now, I will say, if you look at last year at match quarters, they have this thing. It's an index that measures diversity, and only Brian Flores had a more diverse defense last year than the Arizona Cardinals. And if you look in the first half of the season, they were actually a top 10 defense without very much talent, in part because they're doing some funky stuff. And then injuries piled up, and eventually if you don't have guys, you don't have a team. And they ran out of dudes. And even in the first half of the season, it was like for the first three quarters, they were top five in EPA per play. And in the fourth quarter, they're like 32nd because you just run out of talent. Eventually, talent wins. Yeah. You can muck it up with junk schemes when you have no talent. We saw in 2022, they played a very vanilla style of defense in Philadelphia, but that's because they had Darius Slay and James Bradbury and a stable of pass rushers. But guess what? They did the next year too with Sean Desai trying to run the same defense. They added Jalen Carter to that defense and they got materially worse. Like Sean Desai got fired worse. And so Gannon has a track record of being able to say, this is the group we have. This is the best way to play it. You still have to your point, Mason, you still have to have core beliefs, core principles, and an identity. Like, hey, we know we have to be good at these things. Evan Williams came on Locked On Packers a year ago and said, you know, Jeff Halfley wanted to be the best disguised team in the NFL. Okay, that's part of your identity. So what is that for Jonathan Gannon? And I think the fact that he wasn't willing to articulate that or wasn't able to articulate that, I do think there is some questions there, like there is some concern there, but his track record says he really does do that. He really does mold what he does to his players. We'll know by week six, like what this defense is supposed to be.
Yeah. We got Peter Bukowski on the Mason Crosby Show, Locked On Packers. You can find him at Peter_Bukowski on his socials. Yeah, I mean, NFL defense, if you can't, you know, disguise things and do all of that, then you're not winning many games anyways. I mean, I've told these guys and talked about
the best line I thought in the press conference. He said, if you get checkmated before the snap, you just can't play NFL
defense. Yeah, exactly. Like
that's a banger line too.
Your DBs should be able to roll, and you know they should be running quarters, but look like it's cover one, or you know they should just be showing all kinds of things. But that takes the right coaching and the right teaching and all of that. And so I'm always cautiously optimistic until you hit the grass on any of these types of things. But to your point about the Packers and their coaching and teaching of how to talk at press conferences or what you give the media, I think I've told these guys before that there was one time where I gave a little too much insight into the operation of like what we did in a field goal situation or whatever. And I got pulled up to the communication area, and they basically gave me a lecture and a coaching on like, yeah, let's just, it was almost like Office Space, right? Like, we don't do that here. We're going to need you to just pull back a little bit and not give that information anymore. So yeah, everything's a little close to the vest because they don't have to, right? Like it doesn't like the Packer fan, like it's, they're not going to move the needle. If they give more information, are they going to gain other fans or do other things? Like it's, other places are always trying to drive attention and media forward. The Packers just don't have to do that all the time.
Yeah, we should get Jason Waller's an Inatech mug. That would be great.
Yeah, exactly. Inatech, I would so love good. That. Oh, that's the best.
Peter, I don't know if you know this. You're on a show with the former kicker of the Green Bay Packers, and they just got a new kicker.
I've been a fan of Mitch for a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
Smack
yeah,
exactly. that. Get on the floor. So, smack that.
So sorry. Now with a newly drafted kicker and Brandon McManus out, your thoughts on the Packers drafting Trey Smack and now the easiest kicker competition ever where he literally has to go up against a substitute teacher.
Well, the substitute teacher has the Packers, and I hate to say this in front of Mason Crosby, but
say it.
The substitute teacher has the Packers record for the longest field goal.
True story. True story. Ever in a game. Like,
so they're just going to be hitting 63-yarders every day of practice, just bombing kicks.
Yeah. In the middle of the season, there were people going, hey, Lucas Haversick should just be the kicker over Brandon McManus. And that's because Brandon played hurt, and there's a lot of things that went on there. I think it's pretty clear the Packers had just had enough, right? Like they were over it. Why they needed to wait until after the draft to be over it, cost them $1 million. I don't care. It's not my money. But I did think it was interesting, like of all the coaches to say interesting things, for it to be the special teams coach and for him to say the thing that stood out to them about Trey Smack was his straight ball flight, I thought was really interesting because Brandon McManus, he would hit a cut, he would hit a draw. A guy you may know, Mason Crosby, it's some movement on his ball. Like I would actually love to hear from Mason about what he thinks the pros and cons of it being a straight ball kicker is, especially in a place like Lambeau Field. Cause I do understand why they would say like, actually we think this is a great thing for him.
Yeah. I mean, I said it right whenever I saw his, like kind of small clips of highlights and things like that. He looks like he hits a pretty clean ball. Like it's not, it doesn't have, it's not spinny and floaty. Because I think that was like Anders Carlson's biggest issue was he got great height, but his ball had movement as soon as it kind of cleared that line. And as it's losing speed, sometimes big, high, like floating ball there in Lambeau Field is not good, right? So you got to have a good, smooth, slower rotation at times and not let that wind affect it. So only time will tell, though, right? Like we all want to hit the ball as straight as possible, and then you're dealing with a left to right wind in 5-degree weather in Lambeau Field, and sometimes weird things happen. So I think Trey Smack seems to have a good head on his shoulder. He's going to go out there. Obviously, now he can work on things and make sure that he's the best version of himself instead of, all right, I'm in a competition day in and day out trying to unseat a veteran guy. I know McManus, I've known him for years. I was relatively surprised whenever they gave him the deal and like had him in Green Bay because he just, for me, doesn't fit the the Green Bay way, if we want to call it, of like how guys operate. Like, I don't think he wants to be there in the offseason. I'm not sure what will come out, if ever, because Green Bay doesn't talk about things. When he was injured, was he a consummate pro, you know, getting all the treatment and the work done and the things done that he needed to get done? I've just heard things about him at Denver and you know, Jacksonville, and like how he operates, that like it, I can hear what you're saying. He might have just rubbed them the wrong way there in Green Bay.
Yeah, I think it speaks to their desperation to get the kicker situation figured out. I mean, I think they were just like, please, anyone, save us. And that was where they, and then he comes out, right? Like, what was it, week three against Houston, and kicks the game winner. And it's like, okay, he is a crowned hero now. I mean, that's part of it. I will tell you, our Locked On Gators host texted me when the Packers made that pick, and was like, because he knew Chris McClellan as well, because McClellan was at Florida, and so we were chatting a little bit about McClellan. He had interviewed McClellan a couple times. Actually, gave me this really great nugget. I'll share with you as an aside that he asked Chris, "Why are you transferring from Florida?" And he said, "Because I want better conditioning and better positional coaching." It was not like I want to play more. It was I want a better avenue to improve, which I think speaks a lot to a pretty mature young player. I mean, to think that at 20 years old, you're like, I need better coaching, I need better nutrition and strength and conditioning. Like, I think that's a pretty cool thing. But then he texted me when the Packers drafted Trace Mack, and the text that I haven't memorized at this point because I just think it's so funny. Trace Mack DeGoat, I would die for him. That was his explanation of Trace Mack. Like, he was a beloved guy among Gators fans, super high energy guy, just like apparently in practice is just a demon. Like, what just is going to, is that like the proverbial wants to compete 100% every rep all the time?
All right, Mason, can that exist in the NFL? Like, can that college type of infectious energy by a kicker translate to an NFL training camp, practice, OTAs, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, I think so to a point. I think as long as he handles himself like professionally and like understands his role in that locker room, I think guys will enjoy that, right? But you got to, performance is all that matters, right? Yeah. In the NFL, it's like if you go out and you have a bunch of energy and you do all that and you you know, you don't step up and perform even in practice, like guys, it will wear thin, especially during training camp. It's like you got to go out, you got to execute your kicks. They just, whenever you go out in the field goal period, they're looking at it as a break for themselves. They don't need you to hype them up or get anything going. But I do think that energy is good. Like, you want to know you care. You're invested in that. It matters to you. And so if that's the where the energy is coming from, that can always be a positive.
It's not like he was like the guy from The Replacements where he is like smoking a cigarette on the sideline and like doing dances after he makes field goals. Like, that's not what it was. It was,
guys
more
would
just
love
like,
that too, honestly.
Well,
if you're like a character, they love that. They love that as well.
Yeah. Well, especially if you make your kicks, right?
Exactly.
It was more just like
this guy's crazy.
He's a funny, high energy guy. I mean, we can see that even in some of the small social clips that they put out. He seems like a funny guy, like a guy you like to be around.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what badass bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
And that's like, you know, that... There is a culture element there, but at the end of the day, it is the Brian Gutekunst. Like, did it go through the uprights or not? And, yeah. And that's ultimately all that is going to matter to anybody is if you're going to make your kicks. You could say not a word to anybody. You could be a Buddhist monk, but if you make every kick, you're everyone's favorite guy.
Exactly. Well, you know what I find fascinating? It's kind of cool because so Matt Stover, I have a relationship or had a relationship. I like don't talk to him now, but he kind of gave me some insight into what it was to be just to be the kicker on a team, right? Because when I met him, I was playing other positions, playing soccer, doing all these other things, and I was going to transition to be the kicker at the University of Colorado. And so I'm just like, help me. And it's like, he didn't help me with my technique and all that, but he was just like, show up, be a good teammate. Work out with the guys, do the stuff, don't lose sight of that. You are part of that team. Don't isolate yourself. Be available, be that guy. And it's awesome that Trace Mack also has a relationship with Matt Stover. And I'm sure he instilled those same ideals and mindset of be a guy that everyone's going to appreciate. Everyone knows is showing up every day and bring that energy. Whenever those guys are tired and down and all of that, you be the guy that's going to bring that juice up and be the guy that they can all lean on whenever it gets hard and whenever, you know, backs are against the wall and you need to make a kick to win a game. Be that guy for them. And I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see if a young guy can come in there in Green Bay and get this thing going in the right direction, because that kicker position needs to get solidified. They need to lock it in and get it going here for the next you know, at least 5 years. I'd love to see a guy for 5 or 6 years that that everyone in this fan base can depend on and this organization can kind of hang their hat on moving forward here.
Yeah, and then like since Tommy has been alive, okay. it's basically been two kickers in Green Bay took up most of that time, right? It was for Ryan sure. Longwell and it was Mason Crosby.
Yep.
And so we like the Packers are really their relationship people when it comes to kickers. They have traditionally not been, you know, they don't date around. They have been in long-term relationships. And so it would be nice to find that next long-term relationship. You know, you don't have to be Brandon Aubrey, but I was saying all last year, guys, if you don't have kickers that can reliably make 50-yard field goals, you do not have a kicker, because that is what it is now in the NFL. It's like being a big man who doesn't shoot threes. Like if you don't shoot threes, you can't be on the floor, and this is what it is with the kicker now. Like if you, especially with the kickoff now at the 35,
yep,
you're one first down from being in field goal range practically.
For sure.
So yep. that is just such a big part of the game now that if you don't have that in your arsenal, you're behind everybody else.
No doubt about it. Peter Bukowski, Locked On.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Packers, the Leap newsletter. You can subscribe to the Leap on Substack and at the Leap. Peter, thank you so much for jumping on today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you.
You bet. That's Peter Bukowski joining us here on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. When we come back, just some like weekend recap, things we noticed. Obviously, 7-5 guys throwing elbows.
Ooh.
Yep, get out of his way. Doc.
Is that fair, though? I mean, you know, like you throw an elbow in someone's neck when you're 7'5".
Right.
I mean, where's he supposed to put his arm? You know, where's he supposed to put his
arm? He was supposed to put it in his eyeball, but he was too tall.
Yeah, too tall.
This is the Mason Crosby Show. Too tall.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC. Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.